EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 32. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. One above tonight, mainly clear skies. 39 tomorrow, sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 28.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, all eyes are on Russia and Ukraine, and many consumers and producers are left wondering about those long-term effects. Correspondent Casey Shepard with more.
Texas Tech Professor of Agriculture and Applied Economics, Dr. Darren Hudson, said the impact of the war isn't going away anytime soon.
Obviously, the war itself is problematic from a lot of reasons, humanitarian, otherwise. But, you know, we look at markets. Ukraine is a large exporter of wheat, corn, vegetable oil, barley, you know, but also fertilizer. That's a big one in there. You have to be even as an optimist and look and say, okay, this war's over today. We're in planting season right now, especially for corn in that part of the world. So it's, you know, the supply disruptions are pretty substantial. You know,
Hudson said it doesn't help matters that we were already in the midst of a pretty substantial inflation run.
When we talk about $700 or $800 urea, nitrogen fertilizer, we were at $600 before the invasion. So, this is not by any stretch of the imagination all related to that, but it is certainly exacerbating it. And I think, markets have to play out. They have to figure out how to ration sort of available supplies around the world. We layer onto that sort of the weather uncertainty, there's no moisture on the Great Plains. So what's our wheat crop going to look like? And,
right.
So all those things are playing off each other, creating a lot of uncertainty and a lot of volatility in markets. And I think that's the key.
I'm Casey Shepard reporting.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Residents of the Kansas Prairie asked legislators on Wednesday to restore the night sky they said is dominated by blinking red lights from industrial wind turbines. The state has the fourth largest generating capacity in the nation behind Texas, Iowa, and Oklahoma, and it's expected to keep growing. But with wind development, critics say it also comes with a price. Some residents feel the looming towers disrupt the peace of rural Kansas, especially the red blinking lights at the top meant to keep planes from crashing into the turbines. They want Kansas to pass legislation mandating lighting systems that detect nearby aircraft and only blink when necessary or dimming technology. The Hutchinson Fire Department said the Cottonwood Complex fire that started on Saturday is still burning. Fire Chief Stephen Beer said his crews are watching 26 miles of the perimeter and putting out large flare-ups. However, Beer said the fire is 95% contained. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A two-vehicle crash near Garden Plain sends two people to the hospital. The crash happened just after 7:30 this morning at 263rd Street West and Kellogg. That's just east of Garden Plain. Emergency dispatchers say one person has been taken to the hospital with critical injuries and a second person has serious injuries. Riley County Police Department says officers are looking for Yasmin, a 17-year-old from Manhattan. Officials say Yasmin was last seen in the 400 block of Laramie around 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Officers described Yasmin as 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing about 165 pounds with brown eyes. She also has a loop-style nose ring in her left nostril. Raleigh County Police Department said Yasmin was last seen wearing a red jacket, white t-shirt, blue jeans with a tear on the right thigh, and white Fila shoes. Anyone with information about Yasmin's whereabouts should contact the Raleigh County Police Department at 785-565-4183. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Jury selection is set to begin in the trial of U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska. He was accused of lying to federal authorities who are investigating an illegal donation to his campaign from a foreign national. U.S. District Judge Stanley Bloomfield set the date in online court records posted earlier this week. The nine-term Republican has pleaded not guilty to charges alleging that he intentionally misled investigators about his knowledge of the campaign donation. Douglas County officials say one worker was killed and another seriously injured when an attempt to cut down a tree at a construction site northwest of Omaha went wrong. Deputies said firefighters were called Wednesday afternoon to the scene just south of the Omaha suburb of Bennington. Investigators say a cutting crew was working to cut down a large tree that fell the opposite way of what was expected. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the tree fell directly.
More. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer.
Oh no!
Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for.
Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sign-up deadline for the 2022 farm programs is Tuesday, March 15th. Producers and landowners that share in base crops need to decide which program to elect for this year. Options for price loss coverage and agricultural or individual risk coverage are available for producers who again need to have crop election choices complete through the local farm service agency office by the deadline Tuesday. Revised options for building updates at Nemaha Central Schools in Seneca were reviewed with preferred concepts from three options sent back for a compilation design by the school board. A nearly $37 million proposal, which included a new gymnasium and auditorium addition, was soundly defeated by voters last November. Early estimates for revised plans range from $17.5 to nearly $30 million. The gym, wrestling room, and auditorium have been trimmed, with additional classrooms, entry and admission offices, restroom renovations, and locker room remodels listed among preferences. Reservations about overall costs were expressed, but it was noted the public seemed inclined to favor educational-based improvements. A preliminary design will now be completed, with input from staff and community groups to be considered, as the school board, USD 115, will consider a bond firm at the March meeting, which will be delayed a week to March 21st, due to spring break. Construction on a new pre-K through 5th grade elementary school building is proposed in Beatrice after voters previously rejected a consolidated facility. At a recent board meeting, the Beatrice superintendent reported on progress being made on the agricultural side, with four companies interviewed for construction manager. Financial proposals will be tackled next, with a funding proposal developed An interlocal agency has been established with the district and ESU 5 to fund construction through the Beatrice School District building funds. Former Marysville High School basketball standout Kendra Wecker will be among half a dozen women stars participating in Kansas State High School Activities Association events this weekend, recognizing 50 years of Title IX and the first girls' state championships played in 1973. Kendra Wecker was the first player in Kansas girls' prep history to score 2,000 points and grab 1,000 rebounds in a career. She went on to a career at Kansas State and is in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Wecker will present the game ball and awards the 4A State Basketball Tournament Championships at Salina. Others participating in Class 1A, Michelle Stevie Corpening of Olpe, Class 2A, Kelly Moylan of St. Mary's, Class 3A, Nicole Oldie, a Clay Sutter High School graduate who was a rival of Kendra Wecker in high school, and the two played together on the Kansas State University women's team, Class 5A, Susan Wolf McPherson of Andover and Amanda Flick of Terrace of Mission Valley, and Class 6A, Lynette Woodard of Wichita North. Nebraska State Legislator Myron Dorn will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and will cover topics of interest being considered this session.
Well, part of it is working on the budget, and then also, like many other entities, schools and counties and also state, Nebraska has a little over $1 billion in ARPA funds, the federal funding for COVID, and working with bills in front of our committee, the Appropriations Committee that I sit on, and going over many of those so that we can bring a bill to the floor to appropriate those out. And then we're also working on a few other things that I call are very important in the budget process, number one being that the state of Nebraska is having real strong revenue come into the state. We are sitting on more revenue than we've ever had in our rainy day fund, and then we have also additional funding that might be brought to the floor that can be appropriated out in some bills.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Myron Dorn also looks ahead to the future.
Well, I don't know about pushing things out. There's a lot more out front of us than to have discussion about. One of the things the governor's also proposed is building a new 1,500 and some bit prison somewhere between Lincoln and Omaha for about $240, $50 million. So we're setting some maybe aside in the budget for that possibly. So there's when you have funding, it's how can we best help the people of the state of Nebraska, and not only in this budget or this year in the legislature, but also a lot of discussion, at least among senators, as how do we position ourselves long-term here in the state of Nebraska so that we can do the things that we financially make us secure for a longer period of time.
Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral of a Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly. Dolly D. Tuburon, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Christy Anders, Funeral of a Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolly Tuburon. Gary G. Romine, age 72, of Washington, passed away March 6th. Service is planned for a later date in Missouri, with a ward funeral home in charge of local arrangements for Gary Romine.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Skies will begin to clear up throughout the day today. but temperatures will stay on the cooler side. Strong westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 will cause our temperatures to stay extremely chilly overnight tonight. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay extremely chilly throughout the overnight hours before warming up nicely throughout Saturday. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa and Nebraska, and the single digits and lower teens throughout Kansas and Missouri. Skies will continue to clear up throughout Saturday and continue to warm up throughout Saturday and Sunday and stay warmer throughout next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 54, record high on this day 82. The average low 30 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:45. Don't forget, time change this weekend. We recorded 7 inches of snow here at the studios in Marysville after it was said and done on Thursday.
The return of daylight savings time means the weekend will be an hour shorter. We have some advice for adjusting to a spring-forward weekend from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 11th. It is the 70th day of the year, and bandleader Lawrence Welk was born on this day. The clocks spring forward this weekend as daylight savings time returns. There are some people who are chronologically late for everything, time change or not. Experts think a variety of psychological factors may be at play, from a need to be in control to a lack of a linear concept of time. Whatever the reason, there are cures for chronic lateness. Practice forward-thinking techniques. Instead of asking, what time is the meeting, for example, ask yourself, what time do I need to leave? And put a timer on your morning routine. Knowing how long it takes to get ready is half the battle. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baje led sixth-ranked Kansas with 18 points in an 87-63 victory over West Virginia in the quarterfinal round of the Big 12 tournament. Mountaineers coach Bob Huggins picked up 2 technical fouls and was ejected 10 minutes into the game. The top-seeded Jayhawks, who also beat the Mountaineers twice in the regular season, will play fifth-seeded TCU on Friday night for a spot in the title game. Bruce Weber has resigned as the basketball coach at Kansas State. The move came one day after the Wildcats lost to West Virginia in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament to cap a third straight losing season. He led the Wildcats to 5 NCAA tournaments in his first 7 seasons, including a share of 2 Big 12 regular season titles. He took Illinois to the 2005 national championship game, and his career record is 407 wins against 301 losses, with 13 appearances in the NCAA tournament. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
10th-seeded Tulsa beat number 7 Wichita State 73-67 Thursday afternoon in the first round of the Air Force Reserve American Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. Ricky Council scored 16 of his team-high 19 points in the second half for the Shockers, which trimmed a 16-point second-half deficit to 3 on Council's putback with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play, but could never get any closer. WSU ended the season at 15-13 overall. The loss ended a string of 12 straight conference tournaments with at least one WSU victory. Emporia State University Athletic Director Kent Weiser is retiring from the department he's been leading since August of 1999. He made the announcement Thursday afternoon. He's been in charge as the Hornets programs combined for 25 MIAA regular season team championships and 18 tournament championships. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a tremendous comeback for the Hanover Wildcats as they defeat the number 3-seeded Lee Bull Wolves on Thursday night, 54-47. They trailed by 6 in the fourth quarter, but were able to drag themselves back to get the victory, all behind Michelle Zarbanicki. 13 points, 4-for-5 from the field, and 5-for-6 from the free throw line, and also big help from Keegan Atkins is 5-for-7 from the field for 11 total points in the victory for Hanover. Unfortunately, in the loss for Lebo, 12 points from Sage Hadley, who kept it close in the end with a couple of her threes, 2 to be exact, and then followed up by Audrey Peak, 9 total points, 3-for-12 from the field. So your Hanover Wildcats girls basketball team advance to the semifinals tomorrow at 8 o'clock, where they'll take on the Central Plains Oilers. The Hanover Wildcats boys basketball team play Friday night as well, starting at 6 o'clock against Buckland. I, Paxton Gordon, will be on that call for both games. Again, tuning in for KNDY Radio, I'm Paxton Gordon.
First round play Thursday, quarterfinals of a state basketball tournament. Girls 1A Division II Hanover knocked off Lebo 54-47, advancing to face second seed Central Plains in the semifinals tonight. Central Plains stopped St. John's Tipton 58-28. Other half of the bracket, top seed Golden Plains rolled Buckland 49-28, Central Christian over South Haven 49-40. Centralia Lady Panthers advance in 1A Division 1, knocking off Spearville 59-42. They'll face Burlingame in the semifinals, a 45-39 winner over Little River. Top seed Jetmore stopped Clifton Clyde 49-43, and Pretty Prairie topped Osborne 52-33. Class 2A boys, top seed Valley Falls over St. Mary's Colgan 64-61. Second seed Hillsboro defeated Wichita Independent 73-46. Third seed Linden over Sterling 50-38. And fourth seed St. Mary's topped Trigo Community 69-43. 3A girls, it was Silver Lake over Cherryvale 63-33. Nickerson took Frontenac 47-40. Hugoton beat Santa Fe Trail 52-40, and Goodland over southeast of Saline 38-37. 4A boys, Abilene fell to Bishop Miege 70-40. McPherson beat Bueller 61-47. Andale took Paola 62-52. Hayden down Eudora 64-53. Friday semifinals, 1A Division 2 boys. Hanover meets Buckland at 6. Opposite Northern Valley and Greeley County. 1A Division II girls, Hanover meets Central Plains at 8, opposite Golden Plains and Central Christian. 1A Division I girls, Centralia faces Burlingame at 8, opposite Jetmore and Pretty Prairie.
Boys Division Olpe versus Maxwell. Solomon meets South Gray. 2A Girls, Sterling versus Berean Academy. Garden Plain tips off with Smith Center. Boys Hillsboro versus Linden. Valley Falls tips off with St. Mary's. 3A Girls, Silver Lake versus Goodland. Nickerson meets Hugoton. Boys play Royal Valley versus Southeast of Saline. Heston meets TMP. 4A Girls, Wellington versus Bishop Miege, and Eudora faces Wamego. Boys McPherson meets Andale, and Topeka Hayden plays Bishop Miege. Friday night basketball, Hanover Wildcats in a doubleheader in the state tournament semifinals. Hanover boys face Buckland at 6. Hanover girls tip off with Central Plains at 8. Live on FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYRadio.com and on our free mobile apps. We'll continue coverage with Hanover on Saturday in the Consolation or Championships, live on FM 95.5. Due to the conflicts, Kansas Jayhawk basketball in the Big 12 men's tournament in Kansas City continues Friday night and perhaps Saturday on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Pregame this evening at 5:30.
Here are your three bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Stand up for Lee Greenwood live at Prairie Band Casino and Resort on Thursday, April 28th. Singing his number one hits, God Bless the USA, IOU, and Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Get your tickets now for Lee Greenwood live at prairieband.com/shows.
It's said home is where the heart is, and in this state, it can be said the Capitol is where the governor decides to put a handmade sign over the door. Today, we head to the hotel room that one governor proclaimed as the seat of government. The unusual story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In June of 1910, the state of Oklahoma held an election in which citizens decided between several cities to serve as their state capital. Governor Haskell monitored the results closely that evening.
The election was held. He was in Tulsa that evening. It's a phone call, and he was told that Oklahoma City had won the election. And so he said, I'm taking the next train to Oklahoma City. I'll meet you all at the Huckins Hotel.
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society. The capital city at the time of the vote was Guthrie.
He calls the Secretary of State, orders him to go to Guthrie and get the seal of the state of Oklahoma. The seal was being held in a safe at the Logan County Courthouse in Guthrie.
The following morning, the Secretary of State got the seal and headed to Oklahoma City to meet Governor Haskell at the Huckins Hotel.
In the meantime, Haskell had arrived on the train from Tulsa, went to the Huckins Hotel, found William Huckins, who owned the hotel, had him type up a note. This is the capital of Oklahoma, and had that put above a door on the second floor of the Huckins Hotel, and that became our capital.
The vote had moved the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The governor had set up his office on the second floor of the hotel, and other branches of government scrambled to find space as well.
So now we have a capitol in Oklahoma City, but there are no buildings to house the capitol. So the legislature for the first year and a half or 2 years met in the ballroom at the Huckins Hotel.
Now the search was on to find a suitable place in the city to build a capitol building. It's a story that had the government fleeing the smells of livestock manure, winding up with a capitol building with no dome. The story is next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.
Ever wonder why horses sleep standing up? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They aren't meant to spend a lot of time on the ground, so if your horse has been there a while, it may need help as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season, race against the clock season, mistakes can't happen season, and no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Entertaining to watch horses rolling around in the dirt, but a horse lying on the ground for too long is at risk for injuries. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses can get into a situation where they've laid down and can't get back up. Perhaps they settled in too close to a wall and can't get their feet underneath them to stand. Swinker says the weight of their bodies can cause problems if they're down too long.
You have some circulation issues, respiratory issues. The digestive system's not made to be crushed up and upside down and function. If they're left there long enough, things start to shut down. So if a horse has been down for a long time, you probably want to call your veterinarian and let them know what you're dealing with.
Budging a 1,000-pound horse takes leverage, even if it's just a few inches. When the animal is stuck against a wall, some people might position themselves between the horse and the wall using their feet and legs to move the horse. But Swinker says a huge flailing animal could easily kick, step on, or crush you. She suggests getting another person or two to help. Grab a long rope and wrap it down low around the horse's neck.
So that the pressure is on the fleshy part, not on the skull or not on the esophagus. If the horse has a halter on, you might be able to snap it onto the halter. But you have to have a long enough rope that you're not going to slip and fall under the horse.
Gently roll the horse over or pull it just enough so that it can get up on its own, but stay away from the horse's legs. Once it realizes it can stand up, it may panic or struggle, and you don't want to connect with a flying hoof. Find more tips on getting the horse upright again at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful the feet.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Renewable fuels may not solve the climate change problem, but they could help. That's next on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. They say good things come in threes. That certainly applies to Trident, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention from Verdesian Life Sciences. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, making more nitrogen available to the plant. And with fertilizer costs so high these days, better nitrogen use efficiency means more to your bottom line. Talk to your local ag retailer today to learn more about Trident. The Renewable Fuel Standard was established by Congress in 2005 to reduce emissions, to bolster the renewable fuels industry, and to reduce reliance on imported oil. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency administers the RFS, and they've gone toe-to-toe with the renewable fuels folks many times. Not always, though. At the recent National Ethanol Conference, Sarah Dunham, director of the Office of Transportation and Air Quality at the EPA, was a speaker.
If produced in the right way, biofuels have the potential to help significantly the U.S. meet our long-term climate goals. And meeting greenhouse gas emissions thresholds is a fundamental underpinning of our implementation of the Renewable Fuel Standards Program.
Dunham referred to a planned meeting of the EPA, the USDA, and the Department of Energy to get a better handle on measuring the emissions impact of biofuels.
The goal of that is to begin a process to update our life cycle analysis framework for biofuels so we can more accurately assess and model greenhouse gas emissions associated with biofuels. We are absolutely aware that there's a ton of research going out there. There's a lot of expertise, and we want to make sure that we at EPA are drawing on that expertise across the federal government, across academia, across industry.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Dr. Roger Cryan says supply chain problems abound in America and around the world. And he says the issues began when COVID-19 shut down dining and entertainment and changed consumer spending habits.
All our demand shifted to stuff, and that demand for a lot of stuff clogged up ocean shipping, which we're still dealing with. That's created problems at the ports, shortages of containers, and our ag exporters have had a hard time moving product back across to Asia, and our farmers have had a hard time getting inputs, and our equipment manufacturers have had a hard time getting inputs, and there's all kinds of things that are hard to get.
He goes on to say that it is unfortunate that some of these supply problems are going to stick around for a little bit into this year and potentially next.
Again, we've pumped up the economy so much, pumped up demand so much, that it's going to take time for supply to catch up, and that's going to take time and investment. Congress passed an infrastructure bill that should help the U.S. check off a lot of those overdue projects that will help the economy grow. The economy cooling off a little bit will be important to really getting things sort of straight again.
Crane goes on to say that the supply chain issues are also a factor in the ongoing increase that we're seeing that many are frustrated about inflation rates here in the nation.
Well, inflation is too much money chasing too little supply. The economy is running hot again. there's a lot of demand. Given the scale of the oversupply of money right now, the only practical solution for inflation is for the Federal Reserve Bank to rein in their lending.
The inflation rate had hit near 7.5% for the months of January and February, and it is expected to climb as the year goes on, not only with some of the supply chain issues that are being worked out to be fixed, but at the same time with the ongoing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine that's closing off some of the ports in the Black Sea and causing some issues in globalization and trade around that region of the world. Again, that's Dr. Roger Kryan of the American Farm Bureau. You can find more information about them at fb.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
The Cattleman's Choice and Customer Appreciation Celebration at T7 Ranch Greenleaf will be Saturday, March 19th. 55 Angus and Sim Angus, reasonably priced bulls ready to produce with the best genetic value anywhere. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale Saturday, March 19th, beginning at 5, followed by a complimentary meal and Nashville recording artist Jason Callahan at the T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf. Pictures, video, and online catalog available at t7ranch.wordpress.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Supply chains and shipping are a big area of concern right now for both consumers and farmers and ranchers. Chad Smith with more on how global bottlenecks are impacting the economy.
American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Dr. Roger Kryan says supply chain problems abound in America and around the world. He says the issues began when COVID-19 shut down dining and entertainment and changed consumer spending habits.
All our demand shifted to stuff, and that demand for a lot of stuff clogged up ocean shipping, which we're still dealing with. That's created problems at the ports, shortages of containers. And our ag exporters have had a hard time moving product back across to Asia. And our farmers have had a hard time getting inputs. And our equipment manufacturers have had a hard time getting inputs. And there's all kinds of things that are hard to get.
Kryan says it's unfortunate that some of these supply problems are going to stick around for a while yet.
Again, we've pumped up the economy so much, pumped up demand so much that it's going to take time for supply to catch up. And that's going to take time and investment. Congress passed an infrastructure bill that should help the U.S. check off a lot of those overdue projects that will help the economy grow. The economy cooling off a little bit will be important to really getting things sort of straight again.
Kryan says the supply chain issues are also impacting inflation.
Well, inflation is too much money chasing too little supply. The economy is running hot again. There's a lot of demand. Given the scale of the oversupply of money right now, the only practical solution for inflation is for the Federal Reserve Bank to rein in their lending.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Find more ag information online at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sublogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give him the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Friday today. Market dropping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing it mostly mixed across the board for the grains as corn and wheat have come up a little bit since the opening of the day. Soybeans are still lingering in the red as we go through right now. Livestock has been consistent today, staying positive as well. Starting off with your grains, March corn is up by 6.25 right now at 7.64 even a bushel. We have the May corn also by 3.25 at 7.59 even. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for a May is up 27.5 cents at 10.93.5. The March Casey wheat is still off the board at 10.52.25. Chicago wheat, same story for March. They're down 30.75 cents at 10.43 even. Over in the bean market, things a little bit lower here. March soybeans are down 8.75 at 16.91.25. We have the meal for March down 90 cents at 505.90, with the May in the red by $6.60 at 477.10. Oil is mixed on the board today, with March soybean oil down 47 cents at 80.38, with the May in the green by $1.20 sitting at 75.88. Over in the cotton market, they've seen a big jump, and they've been pretty consistent with that throughout most of the day today. May cotton is up $4.18 at 121.04. The July is also up $3.65 at 116.68. Canola is in the green by 40 cents today, sitting at 1131.10 for the May canola. And the oats market is mostly higher, slightly not a lot of movement here, though, with May oats up 1.25, sitting at 6.59. Even March oats are off the board at 7.17 3/4. In the livestock market, mostly higher here. April live cattle's up $1.65 at 137.55. We have the feeder cattle for March in the green by $1.55 as well at 153.22. And lean hogs for April are in the green $2.35. Some decent gains there at 102.45. U.S. dollar index today, they're seeing another day of decent gains at 51 cents for the March index at 99¢. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4/4/2023. The group credit is tax exempt. Not all qualified. Limited term financing. Board loan credit. 0% APR for 36 months and 27.78 per month. 2,000 finance. Offer will be subpoenaed. Offers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.